every team you face this year has done something drastically different pass protection-wise than what you had seen from them in games. Is that specifically to do with your defensive ends, and what have you seen in that regard?
Oh, yeah, I mean, people are doing some different things to try to protect against us, and, you know, the way they're getting the ball out quick. But, you know, no matter what, you know, you got to play the game.
Did some of the injuries in the secondary, some of the guys were saying it prevents you guys from being as aggressive as a defense as you would like to. I mean, how do injuries in the back end kind of affect the way you play?
Well, injuries, period, affect, you know, how you play, or, you know, some things that you like to do. But, you know, our philosophy is next man's up, so that person has to know his role and go in and step in and play, and hopefully we can, you know, execute what we'd like to call.
Were you guys not as aggressive when Kenny went down?
No, we called our game. I thought I thought Steve Brown came in and did a nice job, you know, to be put in that position and in that type of situation. He really didn't have any major errors. You know, he came in and tackled well. Obviously, we'd love to have Kenny in there, and, you know, we had some things that we'd like to do with Kenny specifically, but it wasn't that much of an alter.
How did Tyler Stash look through the first 2 days back?
It's always good to get a player back, you know, so is he ready to play? You know, that's up for Tom to determine, and you know, but it's always good to get a player back that has been with you, that knows your system, that, you know, has knowledge and has experience, so, you know, we'll see.
Has it been difficult for you to keep track of who's in and out in the secondary?
You know, it's been a revolving door,
yeah.
And so we have not been fortunate enough to stay healthy. And, you know, I think that the guys are working hard. They're doing the best job they possibly can to get back on the field and be with us. But, you know, it's been a revolving door.
The lack of continuity there is dangerous because of the communication aspect, isn't it?
Continuity is key for us to, you know, to be successful. And, you know, that's something that we constantly strive and try to work for. But obviously when you have injuries, you don't have continuity.
Despite the fact that people have been doing different things to you every week to stifle the pass rush, have you seen any kind of common thread that you can work with to counter?
You know, each team has been a little different in what they do. And so, you know, sometimes you get a surprise here or there by the protection that you see the opponent come out with. You know, obviously we feel like if we know what they're going to do, then you can counter with it if you know. But again, each team's been different this year. So, again, sometimes you just have to grip somebody and go make a play. And you got to do that.
Would Stevie start again next to Antrell? Or would he start next to Antrell with Kenny out? Or
Yes, Stevie would be the guy.
How has Prince done? Last week, I guess, was his first official start. I mean, how have you seen him progress from where he was as a rookie to now?
You know, that's a hard question for me to answer because, you know, Prince is a guy that, you know, we have a lot of expectation for. And he hasn't had a lot of practice time, even though this is his second year. And so as he continues to play, he gets better. But to give a measuring stick right now, that's hard to do because we haven't had that continuity, so to speak, and consistency with him playing a whole lot.
Right. How important is it for you to get he's a first-round pick, to kind of get that talent out of him, especially with all the injuries?
Oh, it's key for us. I mean, it's big. You know, that's why he's a first-round pick because, you know, he comes with an expectation of, hey, if he can play for us and help us and be solid at corner for us, then we're a better defensive football team.
Mm-hmm. If Rocky can't go this weekend, is Marvin up to speed enough to take those things?
When you say up to speed, what do you mean?
Just physically and mentally, I mean, he's still sort of easing in?
Yeah, he's still been, you know, just getting, like, I think last week he only played like four, maybe under 10 snaps last week, you know, so he would see an increased role in his play this week if Rocky can't go. And so I know we've been working with him, you know, since he's returned from his injury. And so, yes, he would see an increased role.
Is there another option?
No, there's not too many other options. Unless you like to play.
Kuhn, maybe?
No, Kuhn has been playing. Yeah. Kuhn has been averaging between 10 to 12 snaps a ball game, you know. So, again, we would increase his snaps, you know, in the ball game. And then, you know, those guys would share the duties.
So, could Kuhn possibly start if Rocky can play?
We haven't determined that yet, so I'll let Tom answer that question.
Your defensive ends were pretty self-critical of themselves today, just, you know, not getting enough hits and sacks. I mean, do you sense that they're frustrated at all?
You know, any time that you've had success and you haven't been able to build on that success early in the season, you're going to be frustrated somewhat. And then when teams counter and do some things to try to take you out of your game, so you're going to be a little frustrated, but it's a long season, okay? And the thing that we have to make sure that we play within the framework of our defense, we play with the framework of team, and we're not selfish, okay? We go out and play how we're supposed to play, and when we whip somebody, we got to whip them and make the play. So, again, we're in the fourth game of the season, we're really going into the fifth game of the season. Those things will come through. I'm very confident about that.
Are you encouraged or concerned when the JPP and Tuck say they're not having the fun they'd like to be having right now?
I'm neither nor, because, you know, sometimes when those guys spout off and when they say something like that, you know, I let them say it to me, and then I know what context it's coming out of, you know. Are they frustrated with the blocking schemes that they're getting, or, you know, that type of thing. So I won't answer that question based upon they haven't said that to me.
What's the toughest thing about your job when you're trying to convince your defense you're facing off with this team that you better not sleep on this team?
Well, we don't have to convince them about a winless team. You know, we got our, you know, we didn't win the ball game last week. We're 2-2. We're desperate for a win, you know. We're desperate for a victory. So there's no, you know, there's only 16 of these things, and we know that every win is important for us, you know. And so there's not a rah-rah or motivation, or you have to convince them. If you turn on the tape, and if you look at the tape of the Cleveland Browns, they're a talented football team. They should not be winless, okay, because they've really battled some people very well. You know, if you look at the Baltimore game, they took them down to the wire. You look at the Philly game, they took them down to the wire. So all you have to do is turn on the tape. You know, I just think that, you know, especially us now, because we're the defending champions, I think you get everybody's best shot, okay? And, you know, obviously we always try to be on top of our game. We need a great crowd. We need great support. We need to feed off each other. We need to play offense, defense, special teams, and feed off each other. And we need to start fast. And there's no doubt about it for us to come out and really have a put together a total game.
Two more questions. A lot of McCoy's runs were around the edge. Especially in the second half, there was a lot of yards given up there. What's the key to setting the edge better?
Wow, you know, we underestimated his speed a little bit, I think, when he got around the edge. And you know, you got to take better angles. You know, you got to flatten out against the guy and take a better angle. Both he and Vic, both of them were fast around the edges. They had a little bit of a different way they did it. So I think we'll be a little bit more prepared next time that we play those guys.
For one of the guys that will be a faster linebacker is Keith Rivers. He has been limited hyperbole in practice. Who's the next man up if any of those two guys over there on Sunday?
Oh, I think we'll see one of those two guys. Again, Tom will answer that question, but we'll see one of those two guys.